about to get you rebooted this morning. That's Hit the Refresh with the Voices of Fire. Brand new music here on KAYT KQJOFM. Five cities strong all day long. And we're online at KAYTFM.com. We'd like to thank our sponsors like Malachi Detailing, Anointed King Cuts, Transformations Hair Salon, Mini Max Storage, and Minister Fannie Reed and her book, Know Who You Are in Christ. Coming up, it's the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We'll have more music right after that. Go ahead, stick and stay right here in the Hamp Camp.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Above measure, through the abundance of the what? Revelations that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that I might depart, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches and necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I'm strong. Let's just talk a little bit here on this moment. No pain, no gain. No pain. No gain. There are folk who says that once you give your life to Christ, your trouble days are over. Actually, when you give your life to Christ, your trouble days has just begun. Do I have some help in the house? Because before then, Satan already had you. So you don't really worry about that because he already got you. But when you come into the realization and the revelation that it is God who has brought you thus far, then trouble starts. Oh, I wish I had some help in the house. We can identify that. Reverend, you know, my life was pretty good when I was just crazy in the world. I was on fire, headed to hell, and just really didn't know it, but I was happy.
Amen.
Then once I became a Christian, looked like all hell broke loose. I wish I had some help in the house. When I gave my heart to Christ, all hell simply broke loose. And I asked myself the question, what have I done? I'm going to go with me here. No pain in the army. Young recruits, we would run them and we would sing cadence. No pain, no gain. is actually a game. Paradox. You go to the gym to work out, to become stronger.
Yeah, man.
Pain comes.
All right.
Breaks you down.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you gain.
Yes.
Christians got to know that you're going to go through something. Although that you are a believer,
Amen.
It doesn't mean that sickness will not come into your home.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that sickness won't come into your body.
Amen.
Do I have some help in this?
Amen.
That doesn't mean that sickness won't visit your family members. But it does mean that we know the doctor.
Yes.
We do know the one who can turn things around. We do know the one who can take the pain without a human anesthetics. Some kind of way he's able to remove the pain and allow you to make it through the night. Oh, come go with me. And Paul in the text is trying to talk to us to let us know, although that we love the Lord, that pain will come. Pain will come.
Yes,
but Paul also is trying to let us know that there is someone that would become the pain reliever.
Yes.
Oh, I don't have no help in the house. Maybe you've never been in some serious pain. There are some inward pain. There are some mental pain. There are some outward physical pain.
Yes, sir.
But regardless of if it's seen or unseen, there is a pain reliever.
Yes.
Maybe you haven't been in any pain. Maybe you hadn't laid on your pillow and shed tears in the middle of the night. Maybe you didn't sit in your living room and sit in the living room, but your mind was way on the other side of town because you was in some kind of pain. Maybe your children have brought you through some painful situation. Family members through some painful. Sometimes there are some painful situations even in church. Oh, come go with me here. Even in church, there are some painful situations. And God has to come and have to deliver us and bring us through these painful times. Preacher is always in pain. He may be smiling, but sometimes he's always in pain. Whenever the preacher decides that he's going to pick up the Bible and he's going to work for Christ, he got to know that Satan has been dispatched.
Yeah.
He has to know that Satan is going to get him. He has to know that Satan is going to roll him in the dust.
Yeah.
And he has to know he's going to have to be rooted and grounded in the word that he carries. Because if the preacher is not rooted and in the word that he's carrying, then he would just get up and walk away.
Yeah.
And then lose their blessing. Pain. Reverend, I sing in the choir. I pay my tithe. I'm in Sunday school, in Bible school. When the church door open, I'm the first one to walk in. Well, you are taught. target number one. You are target number one. Because Satan don't want you coming to church. He don't want you to say hallelujah, which is the highest praise. He don't want you to say the Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green. He don't want you to quote the scriptures of God as God would speak to man, and then you speak back to God through his written word. Though he slay me, yet will I serve. I wish I had some help in the house, because Satan don't want you to be able to identify with the Lord whatsoever. What Satan wants us to do is walk away from the Lord and look at him and say, we don't want to serve you no longer. When the Lord saw Satan and they were looking at one another and they were praising the Lord, Satan shows up and he asks Satan a question. Where are you going? He says, to and fro. From Jones Street to Willow Glen. To and fro. From Opelousas to Alexandria. To and fro. From Louisiana to Texas, to and seeking whom I can devour. So you got to understand, once you come into the realization that you are now a child of the King, Satan has made you enemy number one, and your home is targeted. But not only your home is targeted, but your occupation is targeted. I wish I had some help in the house here, because if you ever worked on any job, there are some on the job that really don't care about you, nor even the Lord. I go to work too. I'm just a little blessed now. But I still remember when I wasn't so blessed. And the enemy would come up against you. I could never understand, how could we all work on the same job, trying to make a living for all of our families, and then we have one trying to cut the other one and get them fired? Could never understand that for the life of me. What is going to profit you to have me gone? You are target number. Anybody caught hell on their job? Probably still catching hell on them. Baby, you just hang on in there. And God is going to turn that thing all around. He'll keep you, he'll make you from the worker to the supervisor. He know how to move things around, but you just got to hang on in there. But in the midst of your trials, you have to stay prayerful. Preacher man, in the midst of your trial, you too still have to stay prayerful, because you serve a God who can do anything but fail. Oh, I wish I had some identified saints in the house who had some, who gone through some pain. But when you look at what you've gone through, and then you look back over the landscape of your life, and see how God has brought you over some hills and some ravines, and where you are now and where you used to be. Now you can hear, you can say the Lord is good, because he has delivered me through some painful situations. Oh, I ain't gonna get up in the house. Has God brought you out of a painful situation? You have gone through a divorce, and God had to bring you out of a painful situation. Maybe you've gone through some things that you never told anyone about, but God knows. There's nothing that you're going through that God don't.